Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Environmental Protection Agency announced Monday that it has reached an agreement with a pipeline operator to clean up a spill that dumped 14,000 bathtubs worth of crude oil into a rural Kansas creek. The December 7th rupture of the Keystone Pipeline affected 3.5 miles of the creek as it flows through rural pasture land in Washington County, about 150 miles northwest of Kansas City. And a Southwest Kansas author tracks her family's journey to liberal.
Raylene Hinz Penner recently announced the publication of her new book, East of Liberal, which follows her family's journey to liberal, as well as history of others who had been on that land before. Hinz Penner says her family's history was a big catalyst for putting together the book. All the research involved, she says, made the project worth it. After working on the book for so long, Hinz Penner is happy to finally have the book published as a memoir. J.P. Bazette reporting.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.org.
When cold symptoms keep you up, try Vicks NyQuil Severe for max strength nighttime relief. Just one dose of Vicks NyQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Get some rest and feel better with Vicks NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, sore throat, stuffy nose, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A day filled with ceremony kicked off the 2023 legislative session on Monday, with Kansas Governor Laura Kelly taking the oath of office to begin her second term, where lawmakers struck a tone of working together and improving Kansas, as many issues will be debated in the weeks and months ahead. Monday's ceremony also capped a political comeback for new Attorney General Chris Kobach. He built a national reputation by advocating strict immigration and election laws, but lost the 2018 governor's race and then a GOP primary for an open U.S. Senate seat in 2020. Kelly used her inaugural address Monday to set Kansas apart from national politics and call for civility and unity, saying the middle of the road is where left and right come together, where well-intentioned people who hold different positions find common ground, and nobody gets everything they want, and everyone gets something they want. It was a similar tone in the Kansas House, where new leadership is taking over for a new term. Republicans hold a supermajority in the Kansas House and Senate. Republican Dan Hawkins is the new Speaker of the House and will have a major hand in shaping the priorities and legislation for the next 2 years. He said they'll work across the aisle when they can, and they will disagree strongly but respectfully when they must, but in the end, their focus will be on serious, long-term solutions for their constituents. Governor Kelly will lay out her agenda at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday night in her State of the State address. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be on Tuesday, January 17th at 10 a.m. in the Pioneer Seeds Meeting Room, 240 West U.S. Highway 24 in Downs. And the main agenda items include a presentation about the Regional Advisory Committee responsibilities, an update from the Bostwick Irrigation District, an update on interstate compacts, and updates on recent Kansas Water Authority and Legislature activities. The agenda, virtual option information, and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov. If accommodations are needed for anyone with disabilities, you need to notify the Kansas Water Office at 785-296-3185 at least 5 working days prior to the meeting. This January, the American Red Cross and Pro Football Hall of Famer and blood donor Peyton Manning are asking people to score big for patients in need while getting a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona by giving blood. The start of the new year marks National Blood Donor Month, a time to celebrate those who generously roll up a sleeve to keep blood products stocked for hospitals providing critical care. As the busy holiday season winds down and the threat of severe winter weather and seasonal illness cases continues to rise, January can be a tough time for donors to make and keep appointments. You can step off of the sidelines now and resolve to donate blood by visiting redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule a time to give. In partnership with the National Football League, those who come to give blood, platelets, or plasma January 1st through the 31st will be automatically entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. To lead the offense against a potential winter blood shortage, Manning invites the public to join him in helping to save lives, saying that if everyone does their part and we collectively commit to donating blood, we can stack up more wins for hospital patients who are counting on them. He said a single individual is certainly impactful, but a whole team of people come together to donate has an even greater effect. There's an upcoming donation opportunity in Norton on Wednesday, January 18th at the Norton County 4-H Building, 126 East Park Street, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting held on Wednesday, January 4th, includes that the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Robert Bowman, with council member Dean Little present by phone and others present to present business or observe. There was a motion made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the December 21st and 29th, 2022 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were no building or demolition permits presented for approval. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented her proposed changes to the charter ordinances relating to the Convention and Tourism Committee in order to make the committee more accessible to the community. Donna stated that they would like to increase the transient guest tax from 3% to 5%, and another change that they would like to make is to make all sleeping accommodation places subject to the transient guest tax, which would then include Airbnb and bed and breakfast establishments. Lastly, they would like to change the number of representatives on the committee that are engaged in the hotel or motel business from 4 to 3, and the number of representatives on the committee that are from agencies or organizations actively promoting tourism from 2 to 3. Ron Briery requested the city attorney prepare the presented changes to the charter ordinances. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development reported a new round of base grants has opened, and Dallas stated that they would like to submit an application for about $1.6 million to develop infrastructure for Eastside development. The former economic development director had previously set up an application using $100,000 of city and county money, and Dallas stated that he would like to do the same and requested a new financial commitment letter by the city. City Administrator James Maru stated that he would prepare the letter. Gerald Jones scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting for 11:30 a.m. January 10th. Assistant Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that they just finished up their most recent traffic enforcement grant for taking down DUI on New Year's week. Jay also reported the parking issue at East Campus has improved, though they are still having some problems with people parking in the loading and unloading zone, but it is getting better. City Administrator James Maru stated that the city has received an application for solar connection. James stated solar connections had previously been addressed, but another company has come forward wanting to install solar. It was the consensus of the council that the decision remains that the city will not be purchasing any excess power produced by renewable energy sources. James stated that he would notify the company. Ron Briery scheduled a Public Works Committee for 4 p.m. on January 31st. A motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the third formal reading of Ordinance 1758, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 2, pertaining to compensation for the City Council and Mayor within the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. And a motion was then made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Ordinance 1758. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 1-2023, which is a resolution to waive the annual requirement of generally accepted accounting principles and fixed asset accounting. The motion carried. Dennis Gohausen scheduled a Finance Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on January 16th. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to move into executive session for discussion regarding land acquisition, and the council resumed its regular session at 6:24 p.m., and a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to have City Administrator James Maru pursue the land acquisition. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, with Dean Little abstaining. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 1 as a whole, and the motion carried. And the council then adjourned at 6:26 p.m. A memorial service for Lanny Davis, 83, of Norton, will be held at the United Methodist Church in Norton on Thursday, January 12th at 2 p.m. Lanny willed his body to be donated to the Kansas University Medical School to further medical research, and Plumber Gobber Funeral Home in Norton is assisting with the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Norton Lions Club, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Funeral services for Dr. R. A. Buzz Peterson, 81, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, January 12th, at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, January the 11th, at the funeral home, and the family will greet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Memorial services for Raymond Hikes, 76, of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th, at the Plumber Gobber Funeral Home, and visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikes Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plumber Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Remington Automotive knows the students at Southwest High School are determined to do well in class and at scholastic extracurricular activities. These young men and women make the entire community proud. From Remington Automotive and Machine Shop in Danbury, back to you better than new, in business for over 45 years. Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarps Unlimited is rooting for the Plainville High School students who compete in band, FFA, and more. Good luck at events. From Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarps Unlimited in Stockton, they can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Agriculture Secretary made several announcements during his speech before this year's American Farm Bureau Federation convention on Monday. Rod Bain has the details.
A series of announcements made Monday by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack at this year's American Farm Bureau Federation convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico. First,
we went about the process using resources through the USDA of expanding meat and poultry processing. And today, we announced three additional projects that we're benefiting.
In addition,
we're basically posting and providing a list of 21 potential viable projects that we've identified that would potentially have an opportunity to impact the availability and potentially the cost of important inputs and fertilizer during the 2023-2024 crop year.
Two new programs were also announced to fill gaps in existing natural disaster and pandemic assistance.
Today we announced the second installment of relief for loss in operations that did not have the benefit of crop insurance or NAP coverage. We're also, as a companion, announcing a new pandemic assistance revenue program.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
Cattle producers are committed to protecting environmental resources, supporting communities, and creating an economically viable future through effective management practices. The Beef Sustainability Forum, coming up on Thursday, February 2nd in New Orleans, will help highlight the industry's sustainability efforts. The panel discussion will be moderated by NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. As he said, sustainability continues to be a top priority for NCBA and is an issue at the forefront of the entire beef industry. The special event will include cattle producers and industry leaders from various sectors discussing strategies that improve sustainability and how the efforts can enhance sustainability for the entire industry.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. It'll be a mild and breezy day across the Central Plains as low pressure gets together near the Panhandle, and we have high pressure over the Rockies bringing in a southwesterly flow of warm air. As for precipitation, we may get a little bit of that on Wednesday afternoon and evening with a low pressure system developing to our west and a couple of cold fronts dropping in from the northern Rockies. Doesn't look like we'll get very much in the way of rain and snow, but some showers are possible statewide. On the map heading into the afternoon, a low pressure area is setting up near the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles with a fairly strong low pressure lee trough east of the Rockies. High pressure is over the Four Corners, and that means a warm and breezy day for the Central Plains. Wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Skies will be sunny. Afternoon highs in the 50s and 60s. The low set to move across Kansas will end up in the mid-south and develop into a strong system that'll be affecting the Midwest down to the deep south tomorrow night into Thursday. Around here, for late this afternoon and evening, low pressure will move over to eastern Kansas with a weak cold front dropping in, lows mostly in the 20s north and 30s south. Looking at Wednesday, quite a bit cooler with the first cold front moving in and low pressure to our east. Return flow around that system will bring in some rain showers to eastern Kansas and a mix of rain and snow for our western counties late tomorrow and tomorrow night. This afternoon's highs in the northwestern counties, low to mid-50s with mid to upper 20s for the overnight. Mid to upper 50s north central, tonight's lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northeast, mid to upper 50s today and upper 20s and low 30s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 60s in the southwestern counties, tonight we're in the low 30s. Upper 50s and low 60s south central, and tonight low to mid 30s. Low 60s for the southeast counties and mid 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Each season, farmers put it all on the line. So it's just good business to get every advantage you can. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can give yourself a season-long advantage over weeds, and it can help boost your yield potential. Show weeds you mean business and learn more about guaranteed weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up $6.50 an ounce.
And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening.